Thank you for calling customer service. This is Haley. How may I help you?
Yes, I called yesterday morning about a charge to my account, and I told you to take it off. And today I got another charge on my account, the same charge, and I want it taken off. I want my account closed, and you didn't close it. And so I'm calling you again, and I'm telling you if I have to call my bank again in the morning, that there will be another a call to the Better Business Bureau, and this is going to stop.
Okay.
And my name is LaVon Washington. My zip code is 35769.
Okay, ma'am. I do see you here. Can you go ahead and verify your address?
183 Mallard Drive.
Okay, yes, ma'am. If you'll just hold one moment for me. I do apologize for the wait, ma'am, but I am waiting for my supervisor to come assist me with your account so we can see what happened, okay?
Okay. My little 9-year-old granddaughter did this, and I am trying to get it straightened out. And, I mean, a 9-year-old did this on my phone, and I'm 70 years old, and I'm trying to straighten it out. And she's in Atlanta, Georgia right now, and I'm in Scottsboro. And I am not going to pay, I'm not going to pay this. And I'm going just, have to go to the bank and try to take care of this. But you are not going to put these charges on my card.
Okay, ma'am, I do understand. If you'll hold one more moment for me. Okay, ma'am. So, I do have my supervisor over here with me. Did you go ahead and send the watch and earbuds back to us?
I haven't done anything yet. They're in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm in Scottsboro, Alabama. Like I said, a 9-year-old did this, and I'm just trying to straighten everything out. You'll be lucky to get anything right now.
I do understand, ma'am.
But I don't want these charges on my card, and I want this account closed. Do you understand me? If you put anything else on my card, I will call the Better Business Bureau. Do you understand me?
Yes, ma'am. I do understand, and I do apologize, but we are not allowed to close your account until we do receive those.
You better not put no charges on my card. Do you understand me?
I do understand, ma'am, but you do have our product, and if you don't send them back, I am not allowed to close your account until we do receive them.
You are not allowed to put any charges on my card when I call you, neither.
Ma'am, you did sign up for that 14-day trial, and I do apologize.
A 14-day trial does not authorize you to put charges on my card either.
Well, ma'am, She did go ahead.
I didn't sign up for it. I didn't sign up for it. A 9-year-old did.
I do understand that, ma'am, but she did click the 18 or older box. So, if
but she wasn't 18 years old.
I do understand, ma'am, but she did click that box, and I do apologize. And what I can do for you, if you want to file charges, I can go ahead and send you to the fraud department about this. But I'm not allowed to close your account until we do receive those watch and earbuds back. And I can give you the address to send them back to
us. I've got the address. I've got the address.
Okay, ma'am. Well, then, as soon as we receive those pods and...
You can't put charges on my card for nothing I don't have.
Ma'am, these charges were declined. You're not going to be
charged. Yeah, they were declined, and they're going to be declined.
Ma'am, you have 7 days to go ahead and send those back. If we do not receive them in 7 days, then... you will be charged that $69.97, ma'am.
Bye.
Ma'am.
Because I'm not, it's not going to be, it'll just keep getting declined. Bye.
Ma'am.